a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. On this dreary Friday, going to be a bad weekend, so everybody stay in the house. You know, not going to have to worry about KQQZ. If we were a television station, to show you snow in a quad pick, show you snow from Wentzville to St. Louis to Muskoka to Granite City. I don't know why these asswipes do that crap. It's the same snow coming down, I think. Maybe not. Hey, let's get going. A person of color. Don't you white people get tired? This asswipe, no-count Muslim bitch, Mrs. Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, she's the Muslim congresswoman from Michigan, which she serves parts of Detroit. She tried to accuse a white guy of staging a black woman behind the testimony of Cohen. How racist are these bastards? But you know you're in trouble if you're a white person when some son of a bitch comes up and evokes, I'm a person of color. Well, I'm a person of color too, and I'm a person of color red when you bastard niggers and you Muslims and you bastards that try to always, it's always talking down to the white community. Did you ever notice that? These Muslims, they ain't coming after the niggers. They're afraid of the niggers. And the niggers don't know what the Muslims are saying, so they stay away from them. But isn't it amazing? They always come after white. It's always white. People of color, the Muslims, the black, the Hispanics, they're people of color. My ass, we're people of color, white. I'm tired of this crap. I read this, I see it, I hear it. And I know you white people, the millions of you that listen to me all throughout this country and the world, you know I'm right. And you think just like I do. I never want any violence. Hell, I may put my fist, get pissed off and put my fist through a door at my house, but that's my door. It really pisses me off when I hear that term invoked, people of color. People of color, my ass. If you're black, say you're black, not people of color. But you notice whites never say people of color. They got to say African-American, because that's the politically correct thing to do. Let's talk a little politics. And I got to talk about food today. And Al Sharpton, that alien-headed, no-count, greasy, racist nigger. I'll get with him momentarily. They say the new spokesman for Bernie Sanders, you know, he's this idiot socialist. I think he's more of a communist. He's running for president, but did you know that his new spokesman, she's an illegal immigrant? She can't even vote for the son of a bitch. You see how these bastards are? They want to give everybody everything, these socialists. Who's going to work to give them the crap to give to them? It sure ain't going to be them. It's not going to be the socialists, not going to be the niggers. What, I guess all of us proud white and proud black, we're going to have to work so some nigger or some cracker or some hunky or some Muslim can sit on their ass? I can just hear it. Hey, I'm a nigger, or I'm a Muslim, or I'm a Hispanic. I don't want to work, so can you have those people work a little bit harder, those proud white and proud black? Can you have them work just a little bit harder? Because I want two pizzas tonight while I'm watching my 68-inch screen TV, color TV, that you people give me. Because, see, we're socialist. We want everybody to give us everything. You people, you proud Americans out there, I hope you understand. And I'm a Trump supporter just because he's by far, I say by far, the lesser of all evils. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an asswipe son of a bitch. I call myself an asswipe bastard before I call myself a Democrat or Republican, because they're two steps lower. And I'm not talking about the rank and file Democrats or the rank and file Republicans. As always, keep them out. They're hardworking, decent people. I'm talking about the 1 or 2 or 3% of the organizational Democrats, the organizational Republicans that try to destroy our country, try to grab everything for them and their families and their friends, and the hell with everybody else, the hell with the other 98% of us. But it's amazing. Bernie Sanders has a spokesman, has a lady who can't even vote for him. She's an undocumented illegal alien. Nobody's saying much about that, but this Bernie Sanders, what a piece of socialistic, communistic crap he is. This son of a bitch talks about, oh, you know, everybody should have everything. This no good rotten bastard has 3 houses. Do people know that? He has 3 houses. Last year, him and his wife, his skanky old lady, made over $1 million a year. I don't think socialists are supposed to do that. But it's always do as I say, not as I do. And that's gotta piss you people off. Let's head to Belleville. I hear that I got criticized from the failed mayor of Belleville yesterday, expressing his failure. I was talking about his failure to secure all the proper information needed before he let that brew house get $38 million in tax incentives. $38 million, people, in the town of Belleville. This ass white bastard gave the owners of Hoff Brew House, this Keller Group out of Effingham, and I have to say the people that built the Hoff Brew House, one of their big employee supervisors was the mayor of Belleville, Mark the Big Pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert's sons. So I just want to give you that little bit of information. But hey, Maximus Vaginus Eckert, I asked for you to call to defend yourself. Don't think the people of Belleville have forgotten about all your lies, about all the crap you said was going to happen. Remember, people, and see, the newspaper prints it once, twice, and it's all forgot about. I don't let crap go away. I'm like a bad case of the clap. It's going to be hard to get rid of me, and I keep it up, and I'll keep pounding these bastards. Remember, there was supposed to be 4 professional soccer fields? Remember, there were supposed to be 4 or 5 5-star hotels. No, they are all coming to town. There were going to be the Hoff Brew House, and there was going to be 3 or 4 more other fine dining restaurants. Remember that, people? The only thing you have there is a failed restaurant, and I guarantee you, well, I won't guarantee you, but if I had to bet, that I would bet in another year or so, that's going to be boarded up. I drive by every day going down to East St. Louis, going down below the hill, and I drive my flag car, so don't think I'm afraid to come down to East St. Louis. Everybody knows the car I drive. But having said that, I drive through every day, go down Route 15, There's less cars every day and every day. They tell me, never been there, they tell me that the food is really bad, the service isn't good. They said one thing is good, the prices. I mean, they're great if you're the owners. They say the prices are really, really out of line, but I don't know. Again, I've never been there. But it's a bad location. The only thing that may come up there, people, is that Jack Flash, that greasy convenience store, which, by the way, let me remind you, is owned by the Keller Group, the same Keller Group that developed the failing Hof Brewhouse. So I can see a five-star hotel coming in right next to a greasy convenience store where there's going to be tractor trailers with all that smoke and fumes and loud. Yeah, they're going to come. They're going to come my ass. I don't really hear Maximus Vaginas talking or touting about the failure of that development. He talked about how successful it was going to be until it took an extra 2 years to get it built and finished, and that's because the money wasn't there. Do any of you good people in Belleville, you ever hear this fat-ass bastard idiot talk about the Hof Brewhouse anymore? Hell no, he thinks we're a bunch of dumbasses. Hell no, you don't, because it's just one more of his many, many failures is Mayor of Belleville. And he always says how safe Belleville is. Well, a group of four or five suspects, I before I read the whole article, I thought, a carjacking. Four or five suspects. I'm going to bet $1,000 to a donut, a stale donut, that it wasn't Proud Blacks. It wasn't Proud Whites. I'd have to bet it's niggers. Is there a course, not in the black community, but in the nigger community, about how to carjack a car? Because these niggers, I mean, they can do it. How many times in the past, other than if a guy's on the run for the police and the car wrecks and he tries to get in another car, a white guy, how many times you've ever heard of a white guy carjacking? Be honest. That must be, that's like snooks. That must be strictly a nigger, not a black thing. Always keep the Proud Blacks out of the equation. But having said that, how safe Belleville is, I'm reading this article, four or five, they'll call them suspects, I'll call them niggers, because I can do whatever the hell I want to do. They were on Wesley Drive. He said a victim told police he was visiting a friend and they're sitting inside his vehicle. Now, why can't you sit inside your vehicle at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and talk, just coming home from somewhere, just shooting a bull, sitting inside his vehicle in what, Belleville Mayor? Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy Eckert, in the safe city of Belleville? Hell, your daughter found somebody dead. Your wife got robbed, and it's safe? You're a dumbass, fat-ass, stupid-ass son of a bitch. But anyway, they're sitting in their car, not bothering nobody. They were confronted by four or five suspects. You understand? Suspects. Look in the nigger dictionary. The suspects ordered them out of the car. Oh, and guess what? Not only did they carjack them, they stuck a gun in their head. I mean, these guys thought they were going to die. He said, get on the ground. The suspects demanded their phones and the victims' wallets. The two victims complied, and two of the suspects fled in the victim's 2007 Pontiac Vibe. Now, hey, niggers, if you're going to carjack, get a car worth carjacking, will you dumbass, stupid son of a bitches? The others fled on foot. Well, that was... Some of the carjacking niggers didn't want the other niggers in the car. They left them. Hey, only in America. The other ones fled on foot. As one suspect fled, he fired a single gunshot from the firearm. No one was injured. Oh, no. I really don't believe this. Seriously. All the suspects were described as black males. Oh, I could not believe that. In their late teens... Well, I guess they got tired of studying for their exams at school that they don't go to, and they just wanted to get out and stretch their legs and say, saw two white guys in a Pontiac Vibe. You must be some hard-ass, stupid-ass niggers. Get somebody in a Mercedes if you got, I mean, I don't condone that, of course. But, thinking out loud, I'd have to, if I'm going to carjack somebody, it's going to be in a decent car. Oh, and I don't believe this either. The car was found the next day, not in Clayton. Not in Ladue, not in Chesterfield, but in East St. Louis. Now, that is really unbelievable. what's really unbelievable that these stupid-ass nigger idiots are going to carjack a 2007 Pontiac Vibe. Unbelievable. Hey, let's stay in the Belleville area momentarily, and we're going to talk about, well, there was a woman shot in the leg while sitting at the red light in East St. Louis. Getting to be pretty violent down there. Hey, I want to say, I congratulated Brendan Kelly on his appointment as the director of the Illinois State Police, but I have to say this, and I don't want to sound like I'm talking bad about him, but him and James Piper, who worked as his first assistant in the state's attorney's office for 6 years, he was just appointed the senior police advisor to Kelly. Now, I got to ask this, and I'll piss both of them off, don't really care, don't really give a damn. Here's Kelly, a good attorney. He was a decent state's attorney. I don't know how many cases he ever tried. I know he was the legislative assistant to Yvette Oyungi, and then he was appointed to the circuit clerk of St. Clair County. And then he was appointed, I believe, to the state's attorney's office, and then he ran. I don't know how much real legal experience he has, and that's, you know, not saying anything good or bad. I'm just thinking out loud. But now, he not being a police officer, and Jim Piper, who I heard was a great attorney, not being a police officer, here's Brendan Kelly with all the trouble going on in the state of Illinois. I'm just picking and pointing out about how nasty and how incompetent politicians are. The new governor appoints Brendan Kelly director of the Illinois State Police. The director of Illinois State Police. I'd like to ask, how much law enforcement experience do you have, Mr. Kelly? And I'm not trying to criticize you. I'm trying to make a point. And Jim Piper will be the senior police, not the senior legal advisor to Kelly at the Illinois State Police, but the senior police advisor. Now I ask you, Mr. Piper, how much police experience do you have? Have you ever walked in a police officer's shoes? Same way with you, Brendan Kelly. And the point I'm trying to make is, how can these two guys run? They could have run the attorney general's office if Brendan Kelly would have been appointed assistant attorney general. I'd have said, probably a good choice. I know he wanted to get, I know he hated these bastard politicians in St. Clair County. And I know he wanted to get out of St. Clair County in the worst way. And I think Sprague and the boys actually wanted him out. I don't know why they didn't get along. They never, nobody ever arrested any of these political people. Any of these political people alleged of stealing votes that helped Sprague and his Democratic organization, his politically corrupt Democratic organization. But the point I'm trying to make, here's Brendan Kelly, an attorney, a competent attorney, a good family man I know. Don't know Jim Piper. I'm sure he's a decent man. But why would the governor disrespect the entire law enforcement community, me being an ex-police officer and an ex-felon? I'll put that disclaimer out there, but I walked in these proud professional police officer's shoes for many years. I've been shot, been stabbed, been beat up so many times I can't count, but I've walked in those people's shoes, so I know what it's about. And I'll be damned. An attorney's a great guy to have if you're in trouble. An attorney's a great guy to have if he's prosecuting the case. But I don't know if an attorney is a great guy to have to lead the Illinois State Police and then have his senior advisor, senior police advisor. That's what really struck me. How the hell can you be a senior police advisor when you've never walked in a police officer's shoes? And it's not an easy job, and I want to salute all our professional law enforcement. I want to salute them. But it just amazes me. It amazes me how these politicians don't give a damn. Why wasn't somebody brought up from the ranks of the Illinois State Police? Don't give a damn if he was black or white, man or woman. Somebody with 15, 20 years experience. Somebody that's come up, been through the Illinois State Police Academy, been out on the street, been out patrolling, writing tickets, maybe getting in gunfire, arresting people, knowing what a police officer does. Why, I ask you, Governor, you fat-ass bastard, you're probably sitting, and we're going to talk about the buffets here momentarily, probably sitting your big fat ass at a buffet, but I ask, why would anybody appoint an attorney to a position of this importance that's not qualified? And I don't believe Brendan Kelly, who I believe an honorable man, good family man, I don't believe he's qualified to understand and to work with the Illinois State Troopers, the troopers who've been out there in the cold, in the heat, getting shot at, getting killed, paying their dues to society, paying their dues, and protecting all the good people of the state of Illinois. I don't understand that. But on a side note, I will jump Brendan Kelly's ass a little bit. And we have fought before, verbally, of course. Brendan, I just hope you do a better job protecting the people of the state of Illinois, because you did a piss poor job protecting the people of St. Clair County. You did a piss poor job protecting the people from all the vote fraud, all the vote stealing. I have to say, Brendan, did a piss poor job. Now, you're out of St. Clair County, but the problems that you didn't create, but you didn't solve either. Those problems are still there, Brendan Kelly. And again, I don't want to criticize him for being a decent person, a good family man. I want to criticize him for what he left, the legacy he left in St. Clair County that's probably never going to get cleaned up. And now he got rewarded, and he's the director of the Illinois State Police. Think about it, people. We're the one getting sharded, the people in Illinois, the people that drive the streets, the people that walk down the streets, the people that live in this once great state that's screwed up now. Thank that to the Democrats. If it would have been the Republicans, I would have said the same thing. But think about it, how these politicians always, and you hear me all the time, they want to play politics. They don't give a damn about our safety. It's just embarrassing to you, Governor Pritzker, and you, Brendan Kelly, and you, Jim Piper. And I just hope, Brendan, I just hope, being an ex-police officer, and I believe, I can't speak for the Illinois State Police, bunch of great guys. Now, they'll give you a ticket if you're speeding. I've got them before. But that doesn't mean they're not good guys. That means we're stupid for speeding and more stupid for getting caught. But having said that, Brendan Kelly, at the end of the day, I hope that I don't see you in a Commander Illinois State Police uniform, because, see, you haven't earned that. You don't deserve that. And again, if I piss you off, I'm sure I will. And I don't mean to. I just thought it's not fair. I just thought, and you know, people, when I think something, I say it. I don't hold anything in. But I just think, Brendan Kelly, if you're going to have to be the director of the Illinois State Police, please don't totally disrespect the Illinois State Police and all law enforcement and put that uniform on as the colonel of the Illinois State Police. That's like somebody that would say, hey, you've never been in the war, but I know you've played war games on your computer. I know you read a lot of war books. I know you're a good car salesman, but now we're going to make you, and I want to apologize to the car salesman, we're going to make you the general of the army. You don't have any experience. You've never walked in these soldiers' shoes, but we're going to make you the general of the army. And then this guy goes out and gets an army uniform with Colonel Byrd's or our general's stars on it. How embarrassing would that be? Totally embarrassing. So, Brendan, I just hope you show some respect to the brave men and women of the Illinois State Police. And you are the director, because politically you can be, because the governor appoints the director of the Illinois State Police, qualified or not. We won't argue that point anymore. But please, think about it. Do not respect these proud Illinois State Troopers, both men and women, both black and white, probably Democrats and Republicans. Don't disrespect them and put that uniform on that you've never earned the right. You've never earned the right to wear. Osiris, go ahead, buddy. You're on the dark side.
Hey, man, they got this newspaper called the World Newspaper and the Midnight Express. And it just highlights all the crimes that the niggas do all around North County and South County and Mid County. Have you heard of the newspaper?
Yeah, you know what? It used to be really good, Osiris. They used to go crazy with crap, but they've kind of toned down in the last few years, haven't they?
I haven't read it. Also, what happened to, I haven't read it lately, what happened to Ku Klux Klan?
Hey, listen, Osiris, I'd like to put you on. I'd like you to be our proud black roving reporter, because see, you're a proud black man, but you're not afraid. You're like me. You're not afraid to criticize the black or nigger community when they need it, and I'm not afraid to criticize the white or the hunky community when they needed it. What do you think, Osiris?
Hey, how much you pay?
No, you have to pay me. Hey, Osiris, you have to pay me. You're a black man. No, you're not dumb. You're a black man. I'm a white man. White men enslave the blacks.
It's like an ever-revolving cycle. And guess what? We're the biggest slaves now than ever before. We're voluntary slaves.
Yeah, you know what, Osiris? I agree with you. Osiris, but we're going to have to take a quick break, but I always appreciate you calling. Before we go, you're a proud black man, and you hear me all the time. Don't you think people like me and you better stand up and be counted? Because the way this is going, nobody's going to win. Nobody's going to win. It's some of these black thugs and white politicians. They're trying to divide and conquer us. And if we don't stand up, the proud white and proud black together, and don't let them divide us, I think this country's going to be in real trouble a few years down the road. Don't you?
Well, I don't think so, because remember the Mike Brown incident? Remember how a lot of those police came up with all their arm gear? And then, okay, if you beat a wave of police, the second wave of armories don't come with the National Guard. So?
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Osiris, you're not very, we can't hear you very well. Thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about Al Sharpton momentarily, and then about two things. Two arrested in a brawl over crab legs in Alabama buffet line. And I don't make this crap up. Tennessee delivery food man accused of dipping his testicles in the customer's salsa. We'll be right back. Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
While the party was spiced, the party was pumping.
V-I-O.
And everybody having a ball.
V-I-O.
Until the fellas started him calling.
V-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a boomerang shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it.
People, we're not going to take it any more or any less. And I hope you good people get the message, both proud white and proud black. Speaking of a proud man, with us is the owner-operator of the Great St. Clair County Fairgrounds, Mr. Al Wanglin. Al, how the hell you doing, buddy?
Well, Bob, well, thank you for letting me be on your radio.
Hey, you can be on my radio anytime. Hey, what's going on with this great RV show this weekend? Is the show going to go on whether the weather's good or bad?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. We never cancel a show, and that's why I wanted to highlight it today if I could.
Go right ahead.
All right. Well, it starts today. We have the largest indoor-outdoor RV and camper show in the St. Louis area, over 200,000 square feet. And it goes today from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hopefully, if we do get the snow, I got a crew coming in on Sunday to clean it up. So still come down. We'll be ready for you.
You know, Al, you've got food there also. People can come in there and look at these beautiful RVs. I drove by yesterday and see they were all being staged. They can come in, go to the RV show, eat, and go back to the RV show and spend the whole day there, can't they?
Oh, yeah. We have a wonderful cafe here, and they serve food all day long for the show. And then we also have a bar for beer, wine, and mixed drinks if you'd like to have a little drink there. But anyhow, they're going to run three-day special here where you get special financing and also discounts on these. They need to move some units, and they're ready to deal.
You know, Al, I know you don't know the total prices, but I guess some of those RVs are worth $200,000-$300,000, aren't they?
Oh, the big ones, yeah. We got some of them here. We got them anywhere from the pop-ups, if you want to go really low price, or all the way to where you could actually live in them.
And that's going to be this Friday. Starts today, right?
Yes, sir. Starts at 3 o'clock today, goes till 8 o'clock tonight, and then Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's $7 to get in. Children 12 and under are free. And there's a lot of discounts out there. If you would go and buy the newspapers, there's a lot of discounts in the newspapers for you.
Hey, Al, with these, how many motorhomes or RVs, I'm sorry, do you think you have on your lot today?
Oh, my God. We got more this year than we've ever had. I don't know. I didn't count them. But I know we got over 200,000 square feet, which is huge. And a lot of it indoors in case it gets cold on you. And we have a lot of them outside. And they got heaters in them and everything. So they're prepared for the cold weather. And we also have free parking. So, you know, free parking.
Okay, Al, one more time with the times. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow out there. Hope everybody come out, see the radio station, see everybody, especially Al. Al, you run a heck of a good business out there. Everything's always very successful. And I know this RV show will also be successful.
Yeah, Bob, I'll be here from morning till night to make sure this show goes good for everybody. So please come out. We got door prizes given away daily and also a $100 gas card given away each evening, and you don't have to be present for that.
Mr. Al Wanglin, thank you very much for the call. St. Clair County Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One of the biggest RV shows probably in the state of Illinois. Al, I'll see you tomorrow. You have a good day, sir.
Thank you, sir. And it's at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, Al. Fairgrounds. It's been around forever. Used to have the St. Clair County Fair. But I got to tell you, they can say it was because of the finances. And Al Wanglin, nothing his fault. He put on a great show there with the St. Clair County Fair. But I got to be honest. You know why there's no more St. Clair County Fair? It's not because of the financing. It's because of the lack of people coming. And you know why there was a lack of people coming? You all know, because not the proud blacks. They stayed away. Proud whites stayed away. There was some crackers and hunkies there, but it was taken over by the thug niggers. There was robberies on the grounds. There was robberies out in the parking lots in the surrounding areas. So once again, the nigger element has been there. The nigger element has been there. Let's take one call before I got to get on this buffet. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, nice to finally talk to you. I'm an online listener here in the Indianapolis area.
Well, hey, I love Indianapolis. Been there many times. What's going on in your world, Chris? And thanks for everybody out there in Indianapolis. You let them all know that we love them here in the St. Louis area.
Oh, yeah, I'm always trying to promote the show. Hey, I recently had an issue this past Tuesday morning. I'm legally blind, and the reason why I'm telling you that, I'm not looking for anything out of that, but it ties into the situation. And the situation I was directly involved with is to my transportation I used to go to work is the Indigo bus transit system. And anyway, it all started last Friday where my bus did not show up at all. I'm intended to have a pick at 6 o'clock in the morning. And to say the least, the bus didn't show up. So fast forwarding to Tuesday, I never got a reason for why I didn't come Friday. But then Tuesday, I was in a situation where it was 6 o'clock and it was time to catch the bus and it didn't come again. So I called the dispatcher at 6:22 and because you got to give them 25 minutes before you can really call. But I didn't want it to get way late like it did Friday before I called. And anyway, when I called at 6:22, the dispatcher says, "Well, Mr. Like, it says you canceled your ride for the day." And I said, "Ma'am, that don't make sense. Why would I call and check for a ride that I canceled or whatever?" She says, "Well, you're right. Let me get you to a supervisor to see if we can fix this problem." And the guy answered the phone, and I could tell by the sound of his voice what type of person he was.
And now, what do you mean, Chris? What do you mean, what kind of person?
He was a nigger.
Okay.
I mean, when it gets right down to it.
Okay.
Anyways, I told him, I said, "Hey, I had a 6 o'clock pickup, bus isn't here. I just want to try to see if you can help me find my ride or see what's going on." And he said, "Well, sir, you canceled your ride." I said, "Now, sir, the lady I talked to before you, I explained that don't make no sense for me to cancel my ride." I said, "If I canceled my ride," I said, "what time did I call in and cancel it if I supposedly did?" "You called at 6:17 a.m. and canceled it." I said, "Now, sir, I called in at 6:22.
Hell, Chris, apparently we lost the call in Indy. Chris, you can call back if you like and tell everybody in Indianapolis and all throughout this country to listen to our show that we sincerely appreciate it. We've got millions of listeners. We're going to get millions more people because I will tell you the truth. I'm not going to bull crap you. I'm going to give you the truth whether you like it or not. And here's the real truth. Tennessee man accused, and I'm reading this, people, and this is not fake news. This has been verified. Not by me personally, of course. I didn't check the guy's testicles, but Tennessee man accused of dipping his testicles in a customer's salsa. A Tennessee man is accused of dipping something other than chips in a customer's salsa. Sounds like something that maybe you, Mark, the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman, something that I say you may do, don't know, say you may. This son of a bitch, Howard Webb, and he's a stupid white. He looks like a white supremacist, a white nationalist, not a proud white man. Howard Webb, 31, was a driver for Diner's Delivery, a food service, and on January the 12th, he allegedly put his testicles in an order of salsa that a customer had ordered from a Mexican restaurant in Maryville. I guess it's Maryville, Tennessee, of course, not Illinois. In a Webb, this idiot, in a video that was published by the news station down there, is seen. He was a passenger in the car that was driven by a delivery driver, and I guess he was his friend or his associate. He's seen seemingly, I don't know how seemingly, if you got your nuts in a couple salsa, you got your nuts in a couple salsa. Not seemingly. Seemingly, his testicles in a couple salsa. Guy must have some kinky sexual perversions here. Someone else in the vehicle, identified as a delivery driver, is heard giggling and saying, "That's what you get when you give a 89-cent tip for an almost 30-minute drive." And this Webb says on the video, "Ooh, it feels good on my testicles." I'm going to have my producer around give me a jar of salsa. I'm going to maybe experiment. I didn't know that. That'd be cheaper than a woman. You give her bad sex, she bitches at you for 2 hours. You go pay $2 for a jar of salsa, you stick your nuts and maybe your penis in there. Hell, it's over. You don't have to have anybody bitching. But the delivery driver said that he was a rogue independent contractor. Sure, they all are. They're all independent contractors. Says that has resulted in criminal behavior that has resulted in indecent acts performed to the customer's arteries. And they're thinking that maybe inserted some poisonous substances inside some customer's drinks. All this was turned over to the law enforcement authorities. Think about that. Dipping, and we're going to go here right after break and finish this off. Two arrested in brawl over crab legs at Alabama Buffet. Hey, they must have really, really, really good crab legs in Alabama to get in a fight. I'm not getting a fight over Britney Spears' legs, but not, I don't think any crab legs, but customers at an Alabama buffet were boiling mad when while waiting in line for crab legs and took tongs and as weapons during a brawl at the eatery. Customers at the Meteor Buffet in Huntsville, Alabama had been waiting 10 to 15, 20 minutes for the crab legs, the new order of crab legs. The eager diners were waiting for the next tray to come out when they rushed to serve themselves. They'd been waiting for crab legs a good 10, 15, 20 minutes. They finally came out. It was very heated, especially if someone is taking more than their fair share. There's this nigger gal piling her plate, and an old white guy behind her probably saying something, said this diner started using these tongs as swords and shattering plates. White customer John Chapman and Chiquita Jenkins. Now, which one do you think is a nigger there? Maybe John Chapman is, I don't know. Got into a fight. Jenkins, Chiquita, was at the $10.58. They really got that. $10, not $11, not $11.99, $10.58 per plate buffet with her children. Chapman suffered a cut on his head. Jenkins was not hurt. Chiquita was not hurt. And she's facing charges of third-degree assault. Isn't that something? Some of the people that responded said, Bubba trying to touch the woman's crabby legs, and one guy, hey, typical aid patrons, crab leg oppression, it's everywhere. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, hopefully we'll get enough time to talk about the seriousness of going to a buffet. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. To the dark side, or should I say the salsa side. Hey, on a very serious note, people, we're going to finish up the show. Hope everybody has a safe weekend, friend and foe. On a very, very serious note, all these delivery services, I sincerely believe they should be illegal. Think about it, people. No one knows who the delivery people are. They know nothing about the background. It's not like they're employees. They know nothing about the background because the guy said they were independent contractors. They know nothing about their criminal past. You know, it would be a great way to really be a successful serial killer and get away with murder. Follow me. The cook makes the food. He could put poison or dwindle his nuts in there. The waitress prepares to get it ready, put it in a container. Then someone handles the food to hand to the delivery driver. And then the delivery driver delivers the food. Who at any point could prove who? If anybody poisoned or tainted the food, who could prove who it was? Think about it, people. Think about all the delivery guys, the pizzas, the Chinese food, and I'm not trying to be funny on this. I don't want to scare you. I'm trying to be serious. Anything could happen. Think about all the food. Think about all the food buffets. Where are the health inspectors? These buffets are probably the most unsanitary and tainted food that you could ever eat. And I've eaten there before, not often, but even after people go up to the buffets, they put the food on their plate, especially these young kids, and then they take their hands, some of them, and I've witnessed it, and throw it back in the buffet container. You know, if that's not bad enough, and it is, what about if someone, and think about it, people, really wanted to hurt or kill a mass of people? And I'm being serious, and I don't want to scare you again, but all they'd have to do is go up to a buffet at lunchtime, have a little vial, a little container hidden in their hand. They could walk up and down the buffet line and have some kind of poisonous substance hidden in their hand. And then all they have to do is walk down the buffet aisle, sprinkle this poison, this deadly poison, all over the food. Think about it. There could be 20, 30, 40 people that eat from that poisonous container and die. It could happen in a day. Again, I'm not trying to scare you, good people. I'm trying to educate you. Educate you so maybe you'll think and be more careful if you decide to eat at one of these buffets. Now, there's a lot of good restaurants that have buffets, a lot of good places. I'm not condemning them, but I'm saying watch out when you eat at these buffets. You know, at some point, and I always think seriously, that you're taking your life into your own hand. Think about it. Somebody could come in and talk about mass shootings. I could take a vial of poison. I could walk into a buffet line. I could sprinkle something on that food, and I guarantee you there'd be 30, 40, 50 people eat it. And if it was cyanide or something really, really poisonous and deadly, something real toxic, you'd be dead in a matter of an hour or two. There could be 20, 30, 40, 50 people die at one of these buffets. And not to make light of it, but just like this delivery service, you don't know who's delivering that food. You don't know if somebody put something in your Chinese food, something on your pizza, something in your chicken wings. And I know it's convenient to get the delivery, but seriously, think about it. You know, I guess, on a less serious note, I guess I'm going to have to head for Schnucks to get me some salsa. Hey, and it's not what you're thinking. I'm a kinky son of a bitch, but it's not what you're thinking. I'm going to get the salsa. Now, listen to me, people. Get it right, because you'll be going to the store and getting salsa for other reasons. Don't mistake what I say here. I'm going to go to Schnucks, and I'm going to get some salsa. Not what you're thinking. Not what you're thinking this Tennessee delivery guy did. I'm going to get the salsa for my chips. You understand me? For my chips, not for my nuts. Understand that, people. Boy, I thought I was a kinky, weird son of a bitch. And they filmed it. Putting his nuts in the, dipping his nuts in the salsa. I just hope the driver wasn't gay and ate the nuts after they dipped it in the salsa. Hey, people, time to go. As always, have a safe and prosperous weekend, friend and foe. And people, remember, when you come back Monday, in this weekend and all throughout the rest of your lives, let's take what's going on serious. Let's don't be racist, black or white. Let's be realist. Let's think about the situation, what's going on. I've got millions of people all throughout this country listening to me. And you know why? They don't like me. I'm a no good son of a bitch. I got a rotten personality. They like me because I'm not politically correct. I'm telling the truth. They don't want to hear this soft soap crap on all these politically correct stations. They want to hear the underbelly, the truth. And I give it to them. And I hope I've got everyone thinking that together we can make this country great. Greater. It's great. It's got its flaws, but I tell you what, at the end of the day, no place I or you would rather live. So let's get past these racial problems. Let's put those to rest. Let's come together as one, true Americans, and make this country greater. But to do that, as always, we have to continue to unite. We have to continue to expose these ass-white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, remember, they're trying to divide and conquer us. They're trying to destroy our way of life. It may be not for us, but maybe for our future generations. We need to think about it. So let's continue to unite, expose these rotten bastards. And as always, we have to destroy them. Nothing violent at the polls. We have to destroy them, expose them, destroy them politically, of course, right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those those daddyless babies, maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.